The 9XM Players present A Time to Embrace, a radio play by Norman Gilliland, starring Michelle Good and Adam Hirsch, with sound patterns by Joe Hartke.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Can you hear that? It's been going on for 2 nights now. Last night, I was sorting through Dad's stuff in the basement. I had his old shortwave radio on just for the company. Suddenly, I started getting broadcasts from a station that no longer exists. WMBR. The call letters haven't been used for more than 60 years. I verified that this morning with the Museum of Broadcasting in Chicago. The programs I was listening to have been off the air just as long.
Could you direct me to the parsonage, 2 blocks down?
At first, I thought I had tapped into some kind of old-time radio program. I think there's one on the public radio station here, but everything is there.
Maxwell House Coffee.
The commercials, the goofy little lost pet reports, jingles. A whole lot of earnest talk about communism and lanolin. Dad told me once about radio waves bouncing around in the atmosphere for a few years, but nothing like this. Anyway, I'm officially documenting this so I can prove to myself that I am not going crazy. Today is January 17th, 2016, at 10:15 p.m.
This is WMBR. Don't touch that dial. Duffy's Tavern is next.
January 18th, 11:05 p.m., Monday. I did a little research online today, and talk about strange. WMBR was right here in this house until 1953. It was shut down after the disappearance of the owner. Some guy named Ken Redding. Bills went unpaid, the bank foreclosed, equipment was sold to pay the creditors. It's a peculiar, sad little story, frozen in time and virtual reality. The living room and dining room must have been the studios. These monster outlets here in the corner of this basement must have had something to do with the transmitter. Dad loved this place. You can see why. All this cool old radio stuff. I don't know how I'm ever going to sell it, though. January 20th, 11:45 p.m., Wednesday. Tonight, nothing. Maybe this was all a product of my very active imagination. Maybe I'm going crazy. I'm already talking to myself. How boring radio is all of a sudden. All across the dial. I feel like I've lost a friend. I'm depressed. It's back! January 21st, 1:40 a.m. Thursday. Actually, today is Friday since it's past midnight. Might as well be pseudo-scientific, at least. I rolled that big knob back and forth across the AM band until my thumb hurt. And whatever it is, it's drifting later into the wee sleepy hours of the night. I wish it would drift back. I've got this thing called a day job. Not a fascinating day job, maybe, but one that does pay most of my bills. Focus, Caroline, focus. Right now we're hearing big band music. At least I think that's what it is. Here, you can listen for yourself. Possibly taking its last gasp before rock and roll. Stan Kenton and his orchestra. Very retro. January 22nd, Friday. The party may be over. Hear that? Everything is broken up and scattered. There's only static and a faint crackle. And every once in a while, I think I hear a man's voice. It's as if it was all swallowed up in the black vacuum of space. Last audible word at 2:17 a.m. Not sure what the word was. I listened until past 3. I'm beat. I'm going to bed. Okay, this is freaking me out. I think I just heard a man's voice talking to me through the radio. But that can't be possible. But it woke me up from a sound sleep. Maybe I was still asleep. Maybe I am still asleep. But it's just white noise now. Maybe it was a dream. But I could have sworn the man from the radio was talking to me. He was saying... I have no idea what he was saying. I'm not even sure what I'm saying. I haven't heard a peep out of that thing for days, and all of a sudden... Now, what is that? Can you hear that? Is this thing even recording? I need to be documenting this. I think that's supposed to be Morse code. Might as well be semaphore. I know SOS. Dad taught me that one. It's clearly not SOS. Oh, yeah. January 23rd, 3:40 a.m. Saturday. I fell asleep at work today. Yesterday. Frowned upon by my fellow programmers. Clearly, they're jealous of my glamorous life. I should go back to bed.
Come back, please. 1001 Mechanic Street. Please respond.
Oh my God, that's him! The man of my dreams. Only it isn't a dream.
Respond, please, on any one of the following frequencies. 9.75 megahertz.
It's that same voice. The announcer from the radio station. I missed him. His voice. Well, he can't be talking to me. This has to be another radio program.
Can you hear me? Please respond.
You know they warn you about grief. How your mind can play tricks on you. I should get out more often.
Repeat, 9.75 megacycles, 11.65 megacycles.
Now that's what I call riveting drama. Some of these old-time radio shows? Boring.
Resident 1001 Mechanic Street.
Did he say 1001 Mechanic Street?
Please respond.
This is 1001 Mechanic Street. Well, it used to be 1001 Mechanic Street. Now it's Crescent Lane. So I'm not crazy. The radio guy is talking to me. Or does that make me more crazy?
Respond, please.
The poor guy deserves a response, Caroline, even if you have gone crazy. It's not like you have anything better to do. And it's better than continuing to talk to yourself like this. Dad had an old ham radio. Not even sure if it works. He always had it apart.
9.75 megacycles, 11.65 megacycles.
Here it is. Oh, what did he say? 9.75 megahertz? Whoa! Something just kicked in.
1001 Mechanic Street, please respond.
This is 1001 Crescent Lane. I mean Mechanic Street. Ugh! What's that?
1001 Mechanic Street. This is WMBR. Repeat, this is WMBR. Please respond with the day of the week.
I'm the last person to ask. I don't even know if I'm awake or asleep. Friday, I think? No, Saturday.
Please, can you verify that? The day of the week.
It's Sunday. I took out the recycling tonight. Why, don't you know what day of the week it is?
Is that you, 1001 Mechanic Street? Please listen very carefully. What is the month?
What? Ugh, What is wrong with me? This is what I've been sitting up for all night, stumbling around in a stupor all day. I need therapy. Or at least a couple of cocktails and some laughs with a tall, dark stranger. Actually, I'd settle for a beer, a bubble bath, and no stranger. Just the radio. Oh, that radio! I am not going to turn it back on. There's no point in pursuing this. It's a sign of an addictive personality, like buying cheesecake. Oh, damn. Hello? Hello? Oh, great. The one guy in my life for 2 years, and I've broken him. He wasn't even trying to make a pass. But would I give him so much as the time of day? No, not even the month. This may help explain why I'm down here trying to have a relationship with a radio instead of an actual person in pants.
Respond? Please respond.
Hey, I'm here. I just canceled all my appointments for the rest of the night. The night is January 24th, by the way.
Sunday, January 24th?
Sure is. Why, what day do you think it is?
I'm sorry, I'm not at liberty to answer.
Now he won't give me the time of day. And see, we're going places fast.
I'm sorry, please repeat?
Never mind. Anything else you'd like to know as long as we're both here?
The year.
Gee, this is scintillating. What's next? My license plate number?
I'm sorry? Please repeat?
You tell me, and I'll tell you if you're right. What year is it?
1953.
Time to replace the battery in your watch. It's 2016. Hello? Hello?
You're telling the truth.
I sometimes do.
Please listen very carefully. It is very important that we maintain contact as long as possible.
Well, I've never heard it put quite that way, but all right.
Please do not change the frequency of your transmitter or receiver unless I tell you to.
Why couldn't I have just met some nice, normal jerk online? Why does it always have to be so complicated?
I seem to be getting crosstalk. Do you read me?
Not at all. But I can hear what you're saying.
Please report your position.
Seated.
Sorry, but please repeat.
This guy is so literal. I'm at 1004 Crescent Lane.
What city?
Northridge, Wisconsin.
That doesn't make sense. Where is Crescent Lane?
Between Lincoln and Northridge Avenue. Oh, yeah, it used to be called Mechanic Street, but that was back before the town tore it up for that parking garage.
Please, listen carefully. It is important that you tell me no more than I ask. Quite important. It's equally important that I tell you a great deal. A great deal about 1953. Please, listen carefully. It's important that we document everything we say from now on. This will be the first instance of trans-temporal communication.
How do you spell that?
Are you versed in physics?
Only as it relates to computers. I work in data processing. Programming, if you want to be technical.
No details, please. I'll put this in layman's terms. This is communication between present and future from my standpoint. Present and past from yours. This is the closest man has ever come to time travel. I have actually sent radio waves into the future and received a return transmission. And from a 5-kilowatt radio station at that.
But how?
I don't know how. That's why it's so important that we maintain contact. If there's any kind of frequency drift, you've got to be able to follow it and keep the signals engaged.
Does this mean I sit here all night?
I don't know of any other way, for now.
I wonder which one of us is further off the deep end.
I will give you as much data as possible regarding 1953.
Okay. And if you promise to split it with me, I'll give you all the Kentucky Derby winners from 1954 on. We can really clean up.
No, remember, it's imperative that you confine your information to the answers to my questions.
Okay, calm down. It was a joke. Why?
We have to have rules. Quarantine.
Quarantine?
Any information from 2016 brought into 1953 could alter the course of history. On the other hand, it's not an issue for you to receive 1953 information because it's all available to you anyway. It's all a part of your time.
That makes sense. About as much sense as anything else we've been saying. So, what good is your invention then?
Well, what good was the light bulb or radio? Nobody knew at first, but it was human nature to invent them. Same if somebody climbed Mount Everest or set foot on the moon.
All right, cool your jets. So tell me all about 1953. What do you do when you're not expanding the frontiers of science?
I run a radio station, WMBR. It's right there at 1004 Mechanic Street, or used to be.
Do you want me to respond to that, or is that against the rules?
Against the rules. When I'm not trying to sell ad time or thumping dials at the transmitter, I go fishing in the stream right here behind the station.
A stream? Really?
Please, no data from your time. You must be very careful.
Okay. A stream. How nice.
I also play trumpet in a band. We've got a great arrangement of How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
That's a song.
Of course it is. It's going to be a big hit, bigger than Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
This is very strange. You're in my house, like a ghost.
I'm alive, though. Alive and breathing in 1953. What's your name? Your first name only.
It's Caroline. Caroline X. How's that? But you may call me Princess Caroline.
I'm Ken Redding.
My God, the one who...
Hello? Princess Caroline?
Ken, this is getting kind of difficult. These rules?
Well, the first guy going up Everest will find it hard too, but he'll keep on going.
How do you know it'll be a guy?
How's that?
Never mind. I'm trifling with you, Ken.
You're breaking up. We're starting to lose the Skylab effect. It's nearly morning. Here.
What'll we do?
Just don't touch that dial. Can you come back tomorrow, 1 hour earlier, and monitor this frequency?
Well, I have a date with Benedict Cumberbatch. He's gonna be hurt, I guess, but I guess I can break it.
Okay, good.
He gets so sullen when I break dates. Poor Benny.
Can you also bring a broadcast engineer to try and...
Bring a what? Hello? That was fast. He's gone. Totally gone. I'm starting to think I'm pretty far gone, too. I'm talking to a man who disappeared in 1953, but who doesn't know it. If he is who he says he is. Which is actually pretty unlikely, come to think of it. When I was talking to him, it started to seem plausible, but now it makes no sense whatsoever. But then I always was subject to the influence of the moment, like the sound of a baritone or smell of aftershave. Pheromones. Get me away from them, and my head starts to clear up. Too bad. Well, why not play along? I mean, it's better than talking to myself. At least he's not an imaginary friend, I think. I hope. I just wish he didn't come around so late. I could really use some sleep. Monday, January 25th, 6:04 a.m. I fell asleep basically on top of the ham radio sometime around 2 o'clock and slept right through the night. Oh, my neck is killing me. And there's nothing on the radio. What's his face? Ken? He's gonna think I stood him up. What am I talking about? I did stand him up. This is gonna be a long day. Tuesday, January 26th, 2:12 a.m. So far, nothing. I've been monitoring since...
Come in, please. Come in. Come in, please.
Present. This is 2016, coming back at you.
Oh, I lost your signal completely 2 nights ago. I was afraid I was going to have to go back to Morse code just to get through again. What happened? Can you tell me without breaking the rules?
I fell asleep. Here in 2016, we do sleep. I get the chance. I can tell you that much.
I'm sorry.
About what?
I don't know, but you sound a little angry.
I'm crabby, is what I am. My biorhythms are all screwed up.
You're what?
Never mind. Maybe you don't have biorhythms in 1953. I wouldn't be surprised. What were you trying to ask me the other night?
Oh, if you could bring a broadcast engineer. It's important that we improve this. Get me the oldest one you can find. Someone familiar with 1953 broadcast technology. Also to serve as another witness that this is happening. But please, don't tell anyone else. We can't have this turning into a freak show. We have to do it right.
I'll try to do it tomorrow. Can you tell me any more about how this is even happening?
Not exactly. But theoretically, if you top the speed of light, you can travel in time. Radio waves travel at the speed of light. Even the ones here from shabby old WMBR send radio waves from the right place at the right time in the right pattern, and something happens. Boom! There's extra speed. I do know that the transmitter tubes are getting awfully hot lately. I'm also broadcasting on a harmonic. It's a multiple of my assigned frequency. So far, not a peep from the FCC. I'm not sure, but I think the skywave effect has something to do with it, because it only happens at twilight. Twilight for me, that is. As the particles in the upper atmosphere become ionized, there seems to be some kind of wave bounce going on. My signal was coming back to me with bits of very strange information tacked on, very strange music, and chunks of commercials about 100-channel satellite ditches.
That's dishes. Sorry, top secret, against the rules. That's all I can tell you, Ken. There's a lot of things I wish I could tell you.
Good things or bad things?
Some of both. That's no different from 1953, is it?
I guess not. We've got a war going in Korea, but it's winding down. The Russians have the A-bomb, but we have more than they do. I think polio may be conquered soon. The kids hate the shots, but boy, what a godsend.
You have children?
No, I mean everybody else's kids. I'm married to a radio station. I work a lot of nights.
Well, I'm glad at least one of us is awake on the job. This is very strange.
What?
I actually believe you.
You mean you didn't before?
Well, can you blame me? It isn't exactly like you sent me an email. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Forget it.
Gotta remember those rules. Caroline?
Yes? Are we losing contact?
No, I don't think so. Not yet. I have to say, Caroline, that I feel lucky to have found you. It occurs to me more and more that not just anyone would have been right for first contact. In some ways, it was a very stupid thing I was doing to be so willy-nilly about talking to just anyone. I'm glad it was you.
Well, I wouldn't talk to just anyone from 1953 either. It seems to me the right guy got through. Kind of an ambassador for the past.
It seems to me that we've known each other for a long time, Caroline. And in a way, I guess we have. More than 60 years. You know, I'm practically sitting next to you in the house to just that one intangible thing between us. Time. I feel as if I could almost reach through the years and touch you.
About that engineer.
Yes, I'll bring one tomorrow.
No, hold off. It's not time yet. You're doing fine on your own.
Ken, what do you look like?
What do I look like? Pretty average, I guess. People say I look kind of like Ozzie Nelson.
Sorry, no help.
Well, I'd send you a picture if I had one handy.
Take one with your phone.
What?
It slipped out. Never mind.
I imagine you as a blonde.
Good for you. I am a blonde.
Gosh, it's nice to know there are still blondes in 2016.
I don't think that's giving anything away.
Do you paint your nails?
No, I bite my nails. I've got about 5 pounds that I could do without, but I'm working on it. 3 nights a week I do spin class. Supposedly. Okay, 10 pounds maybe.
Spin class?
Let's just say it's a kind of bicycling, and leave it at that.
I can imagine you wearing glasses.
Well, I'm not at the moment, but I do when my contacts are bothering me.
Your contacts?
For crying out loud, don't you people have anything in 1953?
Albert Einstein. He autographed a picture for me just last week. Then there's Marilyn Monroe, Queen Elizabeth II, Lassie. Across the street, a beautiful little park with a 200-year-old oak in the middle of it.
I'm sorry, Ken. Forgive me.
Your biorhythms?
Now who's forgetting the rules? So, how did you meet Albert Einstein?
Well, I didn't exactly meet him. He's pretty busy, you know. I've always been a fan of physics, and I thought this idea of mine just might work, so I'm... Anything's possible if you just set your mind to it.
I like talking to you, Ken.
Oh, I like talking to you too, Caroline.
I wish I could tell you about 2016. I'll write you a letter. You do have letters, don't you?
Of course we do. Letters are eternal.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that.
What?
Never mind. The rules.
Ah...
Can you write me one?
Write you one what? A rule?
No, silly. A letter.
I don't know. I could try. I'll put it above the fireplace, in that crack between the bricks. Is it still there? You can tell me that much.
Oh, indeed. Right above the mantel.
But don't look tonight. I haven't written it yet. Let's at least keep this part of our relationship in chronological order. Look tomorrow night, after we talk.
I'm supposed to go through an entire day wondering if there's a letter from the past behind the chimney? You put a lot of demands on a girl, Ken.
It's a complicated relationship. I'll write that letter tonight. Same time tomorrow?
Same time tomorrow. Good night, Ken.
Sweet dreams, Caroline.
Wednesday, January 27th, 2:10 a.m. Look, I know it's stupid to keep documenting this. I've either completely gone off the deep end, in which case this recording will only serve as further proof for them locking me up and throwing away the key. Or this is actually happening. In which case I don't need a recording. I'll have a letter and a friend. I hope. Come on, Ken, come through! Seriously, Ken, where are you? Out there.
Princess Caroline, please respond.
Princess Caroline here. I thought I lost you.
Never. I just had to finish writing that letter.
Can I read it? I'm dying. This is no ordinary letter we're talking about.
It's probably the most boring letter you'll ever read. Probably not worth the 3 cents it would take to mail it.
May I please look?
After we talk tonight, it'll keep. It's kept for 60 years. Caroline, there's something I should tell you now.
I hate it when people say that to me.
No, this is something wonderful.
I'm not sure I'm ready for anything more wonderful than what we already have, Ken.
Caroline, in the past few nights, I've discovered something far bigger than transtemporal communication. Way bigger. And yet it seems so simple, so logical. And I never would have contemplated it if not for you. I have something to show you. I'm going to set it on the floor. Clear an area 6 feet in diameter in the northeast corner of the room. I assume the basement still has a corner?
The northeast corner? The one with the huge outlet in it?
Indeed. Is it clear?
Except for some dust bunnies.
Well, some things never change. Just step back from that part of the room. There may also be a crackling or a pop.
I'll plug my ears.
Okay. Watch.
What is it? Something flickering on the floor. It's like a hologram.
What does it look like, Caroline?
Like a newspaper.
Yes. It's okay to get within a couple feet of it. Look at the date. Put your glasses on if you have to.
My God, Ken, it's the Northridge Courier, January 27th, 1953.
That's right. Today's paper.
Reds claim B-29s downed over China. Truman ordered Ike's son home. Something about a parrot inheriting $1,000?
And don't forget the big news. The plan to make the downtown streets one way.
It's starting to disappear.
Yeah, if I let it materialize completely, we might have a real mess on our hands. In 2016, that is. I think all we'd get here in 1953 would be a little pop.
The rules.
Big rules. I don't think there's even a theory to cover moving matter from one time to another. Supposedly, you can't have two things occupying the same place at the same time, though. Something would have to give. That's why I left the courier in a state of flux. It was only half there and half here. Which raises an interesting question, doesn't it?
Ken, I know you well enough to know what you're thinking. Don't risk it. 2016 isn't worth it. Trust me, okay?
It's the same principle, Caroline. I have the courier safe and sound in my hand. There's no change in the news. There's no effect from 2016. So the next question is...
Ken, it's not worth the risk. I'm not worth it. There's time to think about it, isn't there?
Not necessarily. Things are awfully unstable, aren't they?
What about the rules? If you came forward and so much as catch sight of something from 2016, it could destroy history, couldn't it? Isn't that what you said? Destroy history.
I'll come forward in the same space as the newspaper. I'll be facing the corner. I'll be in a state of flux for 10 seconds. Just long enough to see the wall. And anyone who's standing by it. There's no way that could destroy history. But I'll actually see 63 years into the future. I'll see you, Caroline. And you'll see me. How else are you ever going to know what Ozzie Nelson looks like?
Ken, you're not listening to me. You can't do this. There's something you don't know. And I'll tell you if I have to. Don't make me break the rules.
It's the way we are, Caroline. People like you and me. People with imagination. Once the Wright brothers built their airplane, they had to fly it. Someday men may even fly into space. Once the ship is built, they'll have to. It's the only way. Will you stand by the wall? If I can't be with you, I can at least see you just once.
I won't make this easy for you.
Watch. Watch the corner. Just stay away from the illuminated circle. It's the rules.
I can't watch, Ken. You don't know what happened in 1953. What happened to you?
Caroline?
Yes, it's me.
2016. It's a lovely year.
It's you. I can almost touch.
It's like floating. So light.
Your smile. I like your smile.
You do bite your nails. Look, we're almost touching.
What can you see?
Your face. Light. Flickering light. Transparent walls. Shadows moving. Something's burning. White hot. It smells like burning dust. Transmitter tubes. Caroline, I feel so strange, like sugar dissolving in water.
No, Ken! I'm losing you!
Stay back! Stay away from the circle!
Take my hand!
You broke the rules. Caroline, you really broke the rules this time, coming into the circle like that.
So slap my wrist.
Well, that's hard to do when my arms are around you.
Indeed. So, where are we anyway?
I have no idea. But look at the stream. I bet the fishing is great.
Any place with you looks like a good time to me.
You know, now you'll never get to read the letter I left in the chimney.
You can tell me about it whenever you want. No hurry. After all, my time is your time.
You've been listening to the 9XM Players production of A Time to Embrace, a radio play by Norman Gilliland, starring Michelle Good and Adam Hirsch, with sound patterns by Joe Hartke.